something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. So Luke's Gospel chapter number 10, from verse 38. Now while they were on their way, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. It occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me." But the Lord replied to her by saying, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. You're anxious and troubled about many things." That's what Jesus said to her. He said, "You're anxious and troubled about many things." And when we read from the International, the New National Version, he said, "You're worried and upset about many things." That's what the Lord said to the woman. "You're worried and upset about many things." Jesus knew Martha was worried and upset about many things. Sometimes we get upset about many things. The Lord said about many things, not just about something. The Lord knew that her complaint about her sister Mary not coming to join her in the serving had nothing to do with the serving for that day. There was a long story behind it. The master said, "Martha, you are worried and upset. You're troubled and upset about many things." Did you ever get to that place in your life where you were troubled and upset about many things? Many things about your job, many things about your relationship with somebody, many things about even where you live. And then you're upset. And you know, when you're upset, many things begin to happen. You get frustrated, and the frustration reveals itself in so many things. So many ways. You become easily angry, easily offended. Someone talks to you, and your reply is strange. You normally wouldn't talk like that, but you're upset. So many things are going through your mind. And what's actually happening is your experiences are now introducing a character into your life. They're changing you. You're no longer that kindly, well-mannered you used to be. That friendly person you used to be. It's changing you now. What you're going through is changing you. And the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things." He didn't say you're worried and upset about your sister. No, he said about many things. Where are you in your life? Are you worried and upset about many things? It's possible. You can be worried and upset about many things. And they say, what's the problem? You say, there are a lot of problems. Don't even know where to start from. A lot of problems. That means you are not enjoying your life. You're not enjoying the life that God gave you. And so, you're not an effective witness for Jesus Christ, because you have become a candidate needing some kind of ministration. You're in need. You are the needy. Someone needs to counsel you. Someone needs to intercede for you now. So you should remain in the faith. So it's become a problem. How can you effectively help someone else enjoy his life in Christ when you are not enjoying that life yourself? What we received is a gospel. Gospel is good news. And if it's not working good for you, something's wrong. We started out to explain how that God has given us a life to enjoy. And that one of the things that God wants us to have in our lives is joy. And we went on to define joy. So we can have a joyful life always, but it's a choice. It's a choice. You can live a frustrated life just because there's someone who you think doesn't like you. And you can live all your life. You can live so many years, so many months, so many weeks trying to prove yourself to that person. And you don't need it. So instead of enjoying your life, you're spending time trying to be something else, because you see, you're trying to appeal to what whoever it is thinks about you. Do you ever find yourself trying to live in a way so you can be better appreciated? That would not be you. That would be someone else. If you don't enjoy yourself, no one will enjoy you. Learn to enjoy yourself. Learn to be happy about yourself. Start out there. Start out there. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate yourself. Remember something. You know, the greatest gift you could give to anybody is yourself. Right? You can have anything that's greater than you. And so when we say that we've given our lives to Christ, we're thinking we've given him the greatest gift, because he gave us his life. He gave us the greatest gift. He laid down his life for us. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to give God my life. But the life I'm giving him is a frustrated, broken life, unrepentant, unforgiving. And I don't want to change it. Then he gives me the tools to change it. And I ignore the tools. And every day I'm living a frustrated life. So that's not good for God. It's not good for God.
The power of God, like a flash.
power of the Holy Ghost.
Through every nation.
Thank you, Lord. It's for every nation.
Every city.
You are here!
And in that moment,
wherever you are right now,
anyone,
receive your
healing. Can be healed.
While you were ministering, all four of them came back to life.
Keep God praise!
It's another beautiful edition of the Healing Streams Life Healing Services with the man of God, Pastor Chris. A global outpouring of God's healing power for the miraculous to heal the sick and transform lives in every nation. The Bible declares in Jeremiah 30 verse 17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." Through the Healing Streams Life Healing Services, countless lives from every nation are witnessing the fulfillment of this promise. The blind sees. The lame walks. Cancers disappear. Long-standing conditions are healed instantly, all by the power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus sent me to take healing to the nations. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I say to you, I bring you healing. I was sent to bring it to you. And I bring it to you. Doesn't matter where you are, you can be healed. Doesn't matter what the pain is, what the infirmity is. What matters is Jesus loves you and he wants you well.
Just as in the days of Jesus, Hebrews 13 verse 8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His healing power is still at work today, and it's available to heal you right where you are. Broadcasting live on major terrestrial radio stations and networks worldwide. Date, Friday 18th to Sunday, July 20th, 2025. Time, 2 p.m., GMT plus 1, daily. Join life at www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. Download the mobile app from the Love World App Store, Google Play Store, or Apple App Store. You can also sponsor the broadcast on radio stations and networks around the world. For sponsorship or participation, please email info@loveworldradiantworks.org or call +234-803-186-5601. God bless you.
For your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone,
yep,
that swallowed something in a dream.
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to throw.
That's right.
I've got these ladies here,
yep,
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, the certain men brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances, some of them items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777-002-372 or +256 744-842-849 or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
God made us to be happy for himself. Listen, he created us for himself to derive pleasure in us. He made us for himself to make himself happy. I don't know if I'm stressing it enough. God wanted to be happy and made us for his own pleasure. Someone says, I think that's selfish. I don't blame you. Because you have a brain. If he didn't give you one, you wouldn't even think. No, because now we have the clay trying to talk to the potter and to say, why did you make me this way? You mean you made me for yourself? He made you. And you question the one who made you. It's nonsense. You're supposed to say, wow, you made me. You must be really great. You mean you made me? You must be something. Think about it. If God made you, he must be really cool. Yes, he must be something. No matter what you think about you, this complicated whatever it is called you, whoever made you must be something. What do you think? If you found out that he made you, what would you do for him? If you found out that truly he made you, what would you do for him? Would you say, wow, how can I outsmart him? He made you. What do you think? He must be smarter than you. No, if God stepped down now and introduced himself to you and said to you, hello, I made you, and you believed him, what would you do? Talk to me. No, if he told you, I made you, and you found out that he did, and you agreed with him that he did, what would you do with that? I mean, that information would be something. So what would you do with it? Will you be looking at him like, wow? What would you do with it? Come on. Again? You what? You would thank him. I would think the first thing you should say to him is why? Yeah, because you didn't ask him to. And then he introduces himself, he says, I made you. You say, why? Then he says, for my pleasure. But you see, that's the reality. That's the truth about it. That's exactly what has happened. And that's what he's trying to get across to us, that he made us for his own pleasure. And I told you yesterday, if it's true that he made us for his own pleasure, then it means that he delights in us. It means that he's happy about us. He wants to be happy about us. And if he wants to be happy about us, then he wants us happy. Because if we're not happy, he can't be happy about us. And then I read you several scriptures to show you that God loves us and that God wants us happy and prosperous and joyful. And that God delights in us and wants us to enjoy the life that he's given us. So when should we enjoy it? Now. Every day. Every day should be a good day. I have a good day every day. I made up my mind long time ago, years ago. And once I decided, because I found it in the Word, once I decided, I set my sail and I went for it. And it's been every day a day of victory, every day a day of joy, every day a day of fulfillment. Every day. Every day. Someone said, do you mean that you don't face challenges? I don't know what you mean by challenges, but if you mean things that happen and you got to put your faith to work, emphatically, yes. But there are things that I thrive in. Yeah, because I found out if I don't have the opportunity to stretch my faith and put my faith to work, I start thinking, is something wrong? You know, because I learned that if you have little kids and there isn't any noise for a while, better find out what they're up to. So I think that if the devil is not troubling, nothing is happening, no trouble, everything is cool and calm, I start wondering, is the devil trying to do something somewhere? Because I always like to keep him somewhere where he ought to be. So I don't mind him causing some trouble. When he causes trouble, I say, yeah, that means I'm dealing with him, that's why. So for me, life is always prosperous, always successful, always joyful, always, always, absolutely. Now, you either agree with that or you listen to some other folks who will tell you, life is full of ups and downs. That's their experience. I know that that's their experience because that's their communication. That's what they found with God. It's up today and down tomorrow. They're happy today and not very happy tomorrow. Some prayers are answered well and some are not answered. So they're not sure where they are with God. So the Christianity is like a speculation. But I don't think that's the way the Word of God ought to be. I think we are successful every day. And it only gets better because the Word of God tells us that the path of the righteous is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Glory to His name forever. And so this matter was troubled and upset, and Jesus knew. And Jesus said something to her, I'd like us to read it. I read again from verse 41. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. That's that one thing that's needed. And it will not be taken away from her. That's what the Lord said. It will not be taken away from her. See, people who are upset and unhappy and frustrated like to take from others who are happy that thing that makes them happy.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777 002 372. Or +256 744 842 849. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.